Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Highly Emotional Days, written and read by Ashley Moore. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalm 30:5. Never make big decisions on the hard days. This advice was given to me when I was in the early stages of motherhood. My hormones and emotions were all over the place. I was prone to making rash, knee-jerk decisions until a wise friend shared the words I'll never forget. Have you ever been there? Are you dealing with grief because a relationship ended abruptly? Perhaps the seasons are shifting with your kids and you are teetering between waves of elation and deep sadness. Or maybe you struggle to get out of bed because your days are an unending cycle of unfavorable outcomes. Whatever it is that has you feeling all the feels, can I encourage you with something that God has been teaching me? In the moment, those big emotions can consume you, especially in seasons of long suffering when the hard moments string into days, weeks, months, or even years. Painful emotions can cloud out our ability to see and recognize the opportunity for joy. When walking through highly emotional moments, we tend to lose sight of God's truth. Instead of level-headed, thought-out decision-making, we opt for irrational and reactive. However, we can find relief from this reminder in Scripture. Emotions come and go. The seasons of anger, weeping, and the host of other negative emotions can linger, but hold on to this truth. Joy comes in the morning. Whether you are an exhausted parent, a grieving friend, or are disenchanted with your season of life, the hard days will come and the emotions soar high as you wade through the depths and heights of each intense wave of feelings. May you remember that when these hard feelings subside, joy will be waiting for you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you that after you ascended to heaven, you sent us a helper and a comforter. You knew these hard moments would come. Scripture illuminates that you are familiar with our intense emotions like anger and sadness. But Lord, you also gave us the gift of joy. You say in your presence is fullness of joy, Psalm 16:11. Joy is always there beckoning to us because you are there waiting for us to notice you and experience your presence despite our pain. You say, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are there with us. You protect and comfort us, Psalm 23. Lord, would you forgive us for the sinful decisions we make on those highly emotional days? Would you give us strength to endure when the emotions last longer than we want? Would you protect us from lies when we are feeling so vulnerable? And would your Spirit bring truth about who you are to our minds? Lord, would you bring us to the minds of our brothers and sisters and prompt them to pray for us when we are too exhausted or ashamed to reach out and ask? Lord, I thank you that these difficult days don't last forever and seasons change. You provide relief to endure a little longer in this very broken world. And we don't have to only endure, we can joyfully endure. God, thank you that we can put our hope in eternity where there will be no more sadness or tears. Lord, we look forward to forever with you and unending joy in your presence forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.